Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Mare d'Azyn Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Doing great.
That's always good to hear. And we are swinging into a new year, but continuing a topic we've discussed before, talking about credit and how to protect your credit and a few other things that are financially related, yes?
Exactly. I had talked last time about our Check Your Credit program that's getting ready to launch. Registration is now open for that program, and I'll have some more information at the end. But kind of tied into checking your credit, one of the things that I want to encourage folks to do is to take a look at your debt and what are some things that you can do over the next months or the next couple of years to help you pay down what debt you have. And making the decision to pay off our debt can sometimes come with a mixed emotion. We feel good about choosing to take the steps to pay off balances that we might have on credit cards or auto loans or student loans. But on the other hand, we feel less positive because the amount of money that we might be putting into a savings account may become less as we focus on paying down those debts. But we really need to look at it in terms of paying down our debt is actually freeing up more money for us to be able to direct more funds to savings down the road. So we might want to be doing an emergency fund or help pay for a vacation or purchase a home or look towards retirement. So paying down that debt is going to free up much more of our money to focus on those things. So in the theme of wintertime, I want to talk about two different ways that we can use to pay off our debt. There's the snowball method and there's the avalanche method. With the snowball method, we pay off our lowest balance first. So what you want to do is you want to make a list of all of your debts that you have from that smallest balance to the largest. Make the minimum payment on all of your debt except that smallest one. And then what we want to do with that smallest debt is we want to put as much money as we can towards the balance on that debt while it's paid off. So just think about it in terms of just throwing those snowballs as hard as you get. And with every snowball, you're going to make that less and less and less. So focus your resources there. With this method, interest rates are not the focus. It's more getting that principal paid down and that debt paid off. Now, there's the avalanche method that works kind of opposite, and that is paying off the debt with the highest interest rate first. So you've really got to pay attention. Sometimes we don't do that. We've got credit card or we've got a home loan, and we don't really think about what that ongoing interest rate is. So this goes back to listing all of our debts out and listing what the interest rate is on those debts. And on the lower interest rate, we're going to pay the minimum payments there and then applying any remaining funds or extra funds towards that debt with the highest interest rate. So we're actually saving more money as we reduce the debt where we're getting charged the most interest. So we're going to reduce our overall payments of interest. So really the focus is kind of choosing the path that's going to help you best. You know, in the meantime, as we're paying off our debt, we really want to kind of reflect on how we're using credit and if we're using credit wisely and with purpose and not just taking advantage of what I'm sure a lot of us saw during the holiday spending. You can save so much more money if you open this credit card today. So really think about your purpose in selecting credit and how you use that credit wisely. To focus back on the Check Your Credit program, not only should we be checking our credit reports every single year, but keep in mind that also will help us identify whether or not we have been victims of identity theft. And there again, during the holidays, there are a lot of people applying for credit, so you want to make sure that nobody is using your information to do that. Our Check Your Credit program now is open for registration. Just as a reminder, it's an email program sending you out periodic emails on how to check your credit report, what information is in the report, how to dispute errors on your report, and just information on how to build and maintain your credit. To get information on how to register, you can go to our website at www.maredazyn.kstate.edu. can watch for the information being posted on our Facebook page, or you can give me a call at 913-294-4306, or send me an email at kgoul@ksu.edu.
Definitely appreciate the advice and the information. I've never liked paying bills, but I'm always grateful when I'm able to pay bills, and keeping track of your credit and spending is the big way to get on top of that. So thank you. We'll be talking to you again soon, and I look forward to the information you're going to have for us next time.
Wonderful.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.